Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 1120 KMOX.
I heard you missed us. We're back. Yeah.
This is Overtime.
Are you ready?
You guys ready?
Nothing like a little Scorpions, but...
Good to have my hill back.
It is good to have my hill back.
And what about Kelly?
Oh, yeah, Michael
too.
Kelly's here.
There's
something you don't see every day.
We were just complimenting his cleverness because, of course, this is Rock You Like a Hurricane.
Exactly.
Rock you like a hurricane.
We lost it.
I know. I thought you did that on purpose.
Oh, it's good to have my help back, isn't it?
You guys, Michael's going to sing. Hurry, turn the music off as soon as he starts.
Wow.
Sorry about that. All right. In all seriousness, though, we have amazing weather, which I feel slightly guilty about considering what folks on the coast are facing right now, because Hurricane Florence officially hit landfall at 6:15 our time this morning.
Yep.
And it's bringing powerful winds, warnings of life-threatening storm surges and rainfalls, collapsed roofs, other structures already reported in the Morehead City and New Bern areas of North Carolina. And all of this coming on the heels of other hurricane talk, particularly Hurricane Maria, which now the president yesterday, of course, denying that many people died, even though their numbers, independent numbers and numbers from his own government. Michael Kelly, do you have confidence that we are prepared as a nation to deal with the aftermath of Florence?
Look, yeah, absolutely. And the reason why is because it's hitting the mainland and we have processes in place. I mean, there are electric company trucks from Ameren and stuff that have already made their way down there. It's really hard to do with a hurricane that hits in Puerto Rico or Hawaii. So because it hit the mainland, our response will be better. But to see President Trump do this thing about the 3,000 lives, I mean, first of all, the subject was off the newspapers. He's the one that brought it back up, and it's his own government that came out and said 3,000 people died. What happened in Puerto Rico and what's happening in Puerto Rico is an absolute tragedy and a failure of our government and a failure of this administration. What will happen in North Carolina is the basis of, you know, decades of preparation that anytime something hits the mainland, we're prepared.
Most of the immediate needs in the face of a hurricane are fulfilled by local authorities. So it's the state and local governments really that are on the front line. FEMA comes in on the back end to take care of people and to, you know, get things going and started. But the actual response to the hurricane fundamentally is not a national activity. It's a state and local activity, and I think North and South Carolina and Georgia will be well prepared to handle this thing.
All right. Well, I'm sure I can speak for all of us. Our prayers going out to all of those folks. We hope everybody stays safe, and I'm sure that we'll be talking more in the aftermath once Florence goes away on how those of us here in the Midwest can help. But let's talk about the city workhouse here in St. Louis. Organizers of a campaign to shut it down have a new report out to make their case on why city leaders should shut down St. Louis's medium security institution. Now, critics have been saying for some time that it is overcrowded, it's unsanitary. City officials say it's not feasible to close it. It houses hundreds of people who are facing felony charges. Now, typically people go, well, too bad, you committed a crime. However, statistics of the people who are in the workhouse, 95% of the people in the workhouse have not been convicted of anything yet. They're just waiting trial. And because of the mess in the prosecutor's office, they don't have enough, you know, the trials right. take forever. People are spending almost 291 days on average at the workhouse just waiting for their trial. Does any of that impact your decision making or your thoughts, John Hancock?
Where's the money going to come from? I mean, you know, the city's broke. It's in debt. There's, you know, we have massive problems with crime in this city. It would be lovely if we could build another facility to house these inmates, but we don't have the money for it. And if they can't do it, they can't do it. And the one area where the city could possibly recoup some revenue is this privatization of the airport, which is summarily pilloried by all these board of aldermen and a lot of community leaders. And it's the only game in town, in my opinion, as far as possible revenue for this city.
The thought process that because we have an issue, the way to deal with it is to close it down is just, it's baffling to me. Let's remember, there's people in here who are alleged to have participated in incest, of rape and murder. And the idea that we're just going to allow these people to go out on the streets because we don't think it's working. How about we actually focus on the problem and find a way to see revenue to go into the city workhouse? But the idea, because it's not working 100% the way that it should, we should close it down. I just think is false thinking.
Well, one thing that, although, do you really think John Hancock, in all seriousness, if they get money from the airport, would they put it in the workhouse? I'm sure it would immediately go.
Well, they're going to, I mean, if this thing does what I think it could do, like north of $3 billion, then yeah, there'd be a lot of money to go around there.
Well, there is $6 million going into saving some of our beautiful brick buildings. We'll talk about that and the crazy train when we come back on round two of
the
OT
president?
Here on The Voice of St. Louis.
Overtime continues.
That's incredibly cool.
That's awesome.
On KMOX.
All right, it's 8:43, and she is definitely a controversial character, but she's getting some traction, maybe even nationwide. She is State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal, who is calling on Congress. This is a state senator calling on the U.S. Congress to pass a law requiring all presidential candidates to undergo mental health screening. Of course, this is only coming up because of the president of the United States. Since, John, we punish you for groaning, I'm going to go with Michael Kelly first.
So shouldn't be lost on us the irony that Maria Chappelle Nadal is the one that's
point.
Wanting to bring
excellent
up
point,
the mental stability. And this is a woman who threatened the life of the president on Twitter. You know, so if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander, Maria. And I think you ought to go through the same screening process.
It's a stupid idea. Stupid.
All right, but if somebody else had proposed this, what would your thoughts be, Michael Kelly?
Look, I mean, it's silly. It's attention-grabbing, and we've spent 2 minutes on it today, and it got attention. I mean, that's all this is.
I tell you what, though, in all seriousness, I do think ought to consider requiring presidential candidates to release their tax returns. No, I'm serious.
Well, of course we should.
Yeah, because, you know, that tells you a lot about somebody, and we need to know.
Oh, we're still going to learn. I think Bob Mueller is going to bring us
all
out
right.
Donald
well,
Trump's tax
mark
returns.
The tape,
yeah,
we say to John Hancock.
Yes.
Okay, St. Louis City will start getting a stream of $6 million a year to keep vacant and historic buildings from biting the dust. A judge decided late yesterday that state law supersedes city ordinance and that Proposition NS actually did pass more than a year ago in April 2017. It raises property taxes slightly to pay for neighborhood stabilization efforts. Chief Resilience Officer Patrick Brown says there's enough vacancy in the city to fill all of Forest Park 1.5 times over. Do you think, John Hancock, that this will help address the vacant housing problem in St. Louis?
I'm sure it'll help. $6 million a year isn't going to, you know, it's not going to do much for the sheer volume of property that's in disrepair out there.
Yeah, it's a good step in the right direction. I actually think that the changing demographics of the world is what's ultimately going to fix the problems in the city of St. Louis. If you look at the big cities, New York, San Francisco, London, Barcelona, what's happened is the money and the people are all moving into the cities and rehabbing. We've even seen it here in St. Louis, and I think in 20 years, we're going to see the bulk of the people living in the city of St. Louis, and a lot of the issues of blight and problems that we see currently in the city of St. Louis pushing further out.
All right, it's the day everyone's been waiting for. With bated breath, Josh Hawley and Claire McCaskill will debate. I know. Where are the balloons and the fireworks? You guys are so quiet. They're having a debate today. Yesterday, Hawley was working the crowd in Baldwin and says he hopes to show how McCaskill's agenda differs from Missouri voters who supported President Trump in 2016, which I don't think that should be very difficult, right? McCaskill has been hammering Hawley on health care, arguing that his agenda would hurt people with pre-existing conditions. Let's see, who do we start with last time? Let's start with John Hancock. What messaging do you expect from both candidates?
Well, Josh is going to hit Claire over the tax cuts that she voted against, and over Neil Gorsuch that she voted against, and over Brett Kavanaugh that she's going to vote against, and show that she is not in step with Missouri values. Claire is going to hit Holly for this attempt or some amicus brief that he wrote involving pre-existing conditions on health care. And I think that's most of this debate, I expect, is going to be quite negative, like most of the tone of this election.
Yeah, I think that's right. I agree with John. I think the other thing that Claire will hit Josh Holly on is Eric Greitens and failing to deal with that situation sooner. And I think she's going to embrace Josh Holly's message of President Trump, because the president's numbers are sinking quicker than the Cleveland Browns football scores.
Wow.
That's interesting. Okay. We had a story in the news this morning about expanding Metrolink, and there are all kinds of stories about Metrolink, but this one would actually, you know, potentially be good news for people who live on the north side or the south side. We've been talking about a north-south expansion for some time. The price tag is about $700 million. Now, this would not be a train line like the current system. This would be more like what you see in Minneapolis or in Europe, where the trains are actually on the streets. And it could be done by 2029. Since you were talking, Michael, about how more people are going to be moving to the cities over the next decade, do you think this is a workable thing? Do you think St. Louis could make this happen?
I think it's definitely something we're going to have to continue to explore. I mean, we've got some major issues as it relates to Metrolink that need to be dealt with before we start to expand it. But there's no doubt about it that public transportation in the cities where people want to live is an important piece, whether it be Seattle, San Francisco, Minneapolis, even in Nashville, where we're Kansas City. We're seeing overwhelming support. We've got to fix what's happening in our backyard before we go and expand this.
Nobody rides it. I mean, you've got a shopping mall where nobody goes to, and you're going to put new stores in? I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me.
I think it would be used if it was more convenient and useful for people, don't you think?
Perhaps. But until they get the crime problem figured out, I don't think there's any way this should happen.
All right. Well, we'll take another break here. And when we return, it's round three of overtime. Hancock, Kelly, Monterey on the Voice of St. Louis.
This is overtime.
Don't you understand? We can't stop ourselves.
News Radio 1120 KMOX.
Monday warrior, mean guy. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean guy.
How about this guy's voice?
Geddy Lee, man.
Yeah, it's an interesting voice.
It's a great
and
voice.
He's an interesting looking fellow as well.
He's not a handsome dude.
what a great trio, though. Maybe the greatest rock trio of all time.
Really? That's great a bold people. Statement.
Did you know they're Canadian, though?
I do, yeah. They're Canadian. They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Best rock drummer.
Did you know Peter Jennings was
ever.
A Canadian?
He was, yes.
He broadcast the United States Nightly News and he was
How
a Canadian.
How is that possible? How is that allowed? You know, in Canada, they don't have Fox News. Did you know that?
Oh, my goodness. Where's this ad?
In Canada.
How do we get there?
Because it's not, they don't classify it as a news program.
Well, of course it's
so
not.
Well, I bring this up just because it was funny. It made me laugh this morning because Michael Avenatti, who is from St. Louis, who says that if he does run for president, he will have his presidential offices here. So I guess Fox News has been trying hard to get him on the air, and he agreed to go on with Tucker Carlson last night. And Tucker Carlson, who looked really mad the entire time, he said, "We could sit here and hurl insults at each other," is kind of how he began. But then the crawl, the little chyron, the little title underneath says, "Tucker takes on creepy porn lawyer." That was what it said. So he's pretending like they're doing a serious. Here it is.
I see it.
Tucker takes on
creepy
porn lawyer.
Put that up next to the microphone so the people at home can see that.
So at one point, you know, they just yelled at each other the whole time from what I saw. But Avenatti's like, "Excuse me, but the president slept with my client. So who's creepy?" Any thoughts on this, John Hancock?
I really don't. I mean, you know, it's a mad, 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 mad world out there.
Yeah, buddy. Fox News is as legitimate news source as E! Entertainment News.
Well, now look, the news programming on Fox is quite good. Brett Baer, Shepard Smith, the reporting, Chris Wallace, it's solid reporting.
All those guys have real problems with Donald Trump, meaning that they're not really exposed in prime time.
Well, the prime time is all opinion shows. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's what it is.
it's defenders the same,
it's
of
the
nonsense.
Same on MSNBC.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get your opinion on this. President Trump promising, of course, that Mexico would pay for the wall.
Well, that thing's built now, isn't it?
It is. And yeah. Mexico sent us a big check. Anyway, Mexico has said time and again that they are not. Now the Trump administration's campaign to stop illegal immigration in the United States plans instead, of course, to pay. In a recent notice sent to Congress, they said they intend to take $20 million in foreign assistance funds and use it to help Mexico pay plane and bus fare to deport as many as 17,000 people who are in this country illegally.
So,
good idea, Michael?
So when are these Trump lemmings going to realize that they were duped? And admit that they were duped by a man who was never going to do this. It was all a bunch of hogwash to play to their racist belief system that they were going to build this wall. It's an absolute crock. This is a crock. This isn't going to happen. This is just something to continue to perpetuate the president's racist narrative.
If you're here illegally, and if you've committed a crime, you need to be either incarcerated here or deported. And we do have a duty to protect our border. We have a duty to keep bad people. It's not just an illegal immigrant problem. It's a national security problem and a terrorist problem. And we should protect our border.
Hancock,
period.
I sat here with you for 8 years where you sat there and said, if you're going to like your doctor, you're going to keep him. You kept repeating what Barack Obama said. You had a real problem with it.
I did.
This man, it was the primary tenet of his campaign. It isn't going to happen. It never was going to happen. And you refused to talk about it.
No, it's not going to. No, Mexico's not going to pay for the wall. But border security is a national priority, and we need to pursue that policy. It is extremely important to our national security.
Now, when you said if you're here illegally or you've broken the law, are those the same too or and or?
Well, being here illegally is breaking the law. But then you have illegal immigrants in this country who then go and further commit crimes, and those folks need to be gone.
And as a terrorism issue, do we have Mexican terrorists, or are you saying other people sneak over the border?
A porous border invites all sorts of bad actors.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.